All right, Jessica Pearson and the East Wind. I love the name of the band, by the way. Jessica's on the phone. How you doing, Jessica?
Oh, I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. So where are you calling me from? I didn't check where you're at. I know it's in Ontario somewhere.
Yeah, so I'm actually right outside of Kempville in Oxford Mills, Ontario.
Okay, like I live in Ontario. Where is that?
it's about 45 minutes outside of Ottawa.
Oh, okay.
It's like if you're in Ottawa heading to Toronto, we're like a very back off town that has no stop sign even.
Okay, so you're from a little town.
Yes, yes.
And you grew up there?
No, I'm basically grew up on the other side of Ottawa, but in a small town, yes.
So you're a small town girl. That's all I want to know. Okay.
Yes.
So this name, Jessica Pearson and the East Wind, now Ottawa is east of Toronto, at least. So where did the name come from?
Yeah, so my family is from like the Ottawa Valley, so we have a lot of Celtic heritage. But the name really came from me and a friend were talking about his uncle lives on the East Coast in New Brunswick. And one summer, they always kind of talk about the east wind that comes in and this big east storm. And one summer, he actually lost his front porch to the ocean and to the east wind. And we were joking about how that's kind of like how our harmonies are when in live shows. Our harmonies just come at you like the east wind. And he had said that, and I was like, oh my gosh, that has to be our name. So now that's why we're Jessica Pearson and the East Wind.
Very, very nice story. So talk about then some of your influences growing up. You know, I myself grew up as a rock guy. I played drums in a rock band. And then I got into country radio in the 90s. Love country rock today. Love what country offers. You have that folk feeling and vibe to you as well. And I really enjoy it. And I've got to really appreciate that over the last, 12 or 15 years. So give me a little bit about your genesis growing up in music and some of your influences.
Yeah, of course. Well, I also love rock too. I was in my rebellious teen years, I was in a rock band.
I'm 54. I'm 54. I'm still rebellious. It's great.
I love it. You can't get the rebellious out of us, you know? My family's not musical at all, actually. They are just avid music listeners. And so at all times growing up, I remember having the radio on, and it was always like classic country playing. It was Loretta. It was Dolly. It was Hank Williams. Like all these greats. And I just remember like sitting on Sunday mornings and just listening for hours at end. And I loved the stories, the songwriting that they would do in this music. And it just won my heart right then and there. And so I begged my parents for a guitar. And on my 8th birthday, they finally got me one. And I basically learned enough chords to start writing songs. And I've been playing music ever since.
So talk to me a little bit about storytelling, because it's a big part of country music, folk music. Not as much in rock music, but so talk about kind of, I guess, what inspires you as a songwriter.
So for me, a lot of my influences for songwriting, which I feel like a lot of songwriters talk about, is really their own experiences in life. So talking about different feelings, emotions, experiences that they go through and that what I've gone through. And a lot of my songs are really about that, but also about what my family and friends go through and just the world in general. I find that there are so many things that happen in this world that we don't talk about enough. There's a lot of struggles that we go through, and a lot of the like classic country songs that I grew up listening to were really about that, about dealing with hardship and going through those times. And so for me, my songwriting, I really try to kind of focus on that and bring a hope to it. Music was always there for me in those hard times to help me through and get me through those moments. And my goal and my dream really as a songwriter is to be able to provide music that does that for someone.
You know, that's interesting because we all know the kind of world that we're living in now, but I have a note that sits on my desk here and it says, it's always about your state of mind. Whatever you think it is, that's what it is. And it really every day instills in me the fact that maybe things aren't great. maybe the economy isn't good, maybe government isn't the best, but at the end of the day, if you can find ways to think positively about it and how you can make a difference and how you can make yourself feel good about whatever it is you're doing, whether it's songwriting, whether it's working in the office at work, it doesn't matter. And what I love about country music is there's a lot of sad story, but there's a lot of really cool things that come out, and artists have a great way of saying, you know, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay that she dumped your ass. It's going to be okay that you got fired. It's going to, you know what I mean? And I really 100%. Feel that there's so many positive vibes that come out of country and folk music personally.
Oh, agreed. Right. Country and folk music is really the music of the people. That's really what it is. And I find that so many of the songs and stories are about exactly what you just said. It's about, even though we are going through all of this and this is the state of our world, it's really up to us to be the light. It's up to us to make the difference, right? And if we can smile and do something nice for someone else, that's going to brighten their day and they're going to do the same to someone else, right? So we need to, that common phrase, that we need to be the change we want to see in the world. But it really is all about our state of mind. If we can wake up and just think of all the, be grateful for all the things we have, it completely changes your point of view for that full day. And I feel like that's what country music and folk music does. A lot of those songs, it's all about the joy and the hope. Even if it's about something sad, the story, that end always brings in some form of hope.
You know what would be hope for somebody is if you gave them some Taylor Swift tickets that you had. That would give them hope.
That would give me hope too.
You know, it's funny. I just got off the phone with the singer of my band, and we were just talking general about things. And we have another podcast that we do, which is all 80s rock stuff. And we were talking about like the craziness of tickets. And I was telling him about buying Duran Duran tickets. And Rick Springfield's playing in Niagara Falls tomorrow night. I did an interview with Rick last week and he got me into the show. But it was just, the whole idea was just about how crazy the ticket prices were. And then I saw today all these people waiting for codes to buy the Taylor Swift tickets. I'm thinking, if you really want to be a good person, Shane, you should get tickets and give them away. That's probably not going to happen there.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Ticket prices can be so insane nowadays.
Well, let's talk about your ticket price. No, let's talk about your new single, Row. So let's go with the song first before we get to the ticket prices. So tell me about your latest single.
Yes. Yeah, so this new single called Row came out of a very crazy experience. Myself and my bandmates were flying from Toronto to Ireland for a tour earlier this year. And we had a layover in Iceland. And the layover was supposed to be 2 hours. But when we landed in Iceland, the winds were 115 kilometers an hour that we weren't able to deboard. So we were stuck on the plane for 16 hours. We had run out of food and water nearing the end. And the pilot had seen us bring on our instruments when we first boarded. And he came up to us and asked if we could play some music just to help people through and help pass the time. And of course, he said yes. So we ended up sharing our original stories and songs and taking requests from all the different passengers. And about, I'd say, 45 minutes after that, we had finished playing, and 10 minutes later, we were able to deboard. And it was just such a crazy experience of realizing that, you know what, sometimes the world takes off without you, and you just have to try your best to make good out of that situation, just like we're talking about earlier. And so this song, Row, is all about that. Obstacles come in our way, and you just have to try your best to get through them and kind of make lemonade out of lemons in that sense.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. I remember in the 80s, I was on a flight with Bon Jovi. A lot of turbulence. We didn't know what was going to happen. We wrote Living on a Prayer. No, I'm just making that up. That's not true at all. I'm pretty sure Desmond Child wrote Living on a Prayer. Anyway, so let me ask you a question, Jessica. What would make this year complete for you? I'm sure that you're playing some live shows. You got a new song out. But as you look at, here we are in August. So what would kind of complete 2023 for you?
Oh, wow. That is a very, very big question.
Besides, honestly, opening for Taylor Swift, obviously.
Yes. Honestly, I think what would complete my year would be just to have touched at least one person with my music and help them through a hard time. So I've been loving the fact that people have been loving Row, and just to be able to hear their responses to it has already really made my year.
Well, that is great news, and it's a great song, and you know what? You're a great person. You're so much fun to talk to.
Thank you.
And I really do appreciate you.
Oh, thanks.
There's a message in the pounding of your chest, sending you a warning, beating out an SOS. It's trying to tell you trouble waters up ahead. You can sense it in the wind, another.